I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Our guy, Mike Jones of The Athletic, joins us to talk about the NFL. Mike, why were passing numbers so down in week one compared to years past?
I think because a lot of these quarterbacks haven't been out there in game speed throwing to their wide receivers. You know, this is kind of the trade-off that we're getting from everybody trying to be careful, not wanting to subject their quarterbacks to risks, you know, and not playing preseason action. In the old days, you know, they'd play a quarter, maybe a series in the first game, a couple series in the second. They play a whole half in the third and then watch everybody in the fourth. And then they're a little less rusty when the week one of the season comes. Now, basically, you're going out there. A lot of the starters have not played. And so that's why it's going to take a little bit of time for them to get their timing down, the rhythm down, the flow of these offenses. So we'll come back here week four. Everybody will probably be clicking on high cylinders by then.
Mike, pick one surprise, positively and negatively, of the team performances in week one that you think actually could be more than an anomaly and actually could be sustainable.
A surprise as far as how badly they looked was the defense of the New York Jets. I figured Aaron Rodgers was going to be a little rusty. He hasn't played, you know, in, you know, the four snaps, you know, that doesn't really count. But, you know, their defense, especially Robert Saleh going against Kyle Shanahan, who went against every day in San Francisco and every day when they were in Houston together, you thought their defense would be a little bit better. They were bad, and I think that that might not be just, you know, a week one thing. That could be a problem that would hurt them. As far as a team that played well that surprised me, Sam Darnold and the Vikings. I really did not expect that he was going to look as good as he did. Yes, he was going against the Giants, but everything that I had been hearing was that, oh, the year with Kyle Shanahan really has helped him, watching, learning from him, and then Kevin O'Connell, and I didn't really believe it, but the way we saw him, he was decisive, he took care of the football, he made good throws, he was in a good rhythm. Maybe it just took almost kind of going back to school and learning things the right way for him. Again, it's early, but I'm intrigued to see how this plays out for him.
So this is a similar question of what's been asked here, but just deep dive into it. Give me a team that lost in week one where you came away saying, you know what, they're going to be just fine.
The Cincinnati Bengals are going to be just fine, even though they lost. And the Baltimore Ravens, another team that lost, and they're going to be just fine.
Do you worry at all about that Bengals offense? I mean, this seems to be a thing that they do at the beginning of every year. Joe Burrow just not healthy last year. Injury no one's come back from at the position. T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase have taken turns being salty. I don't know if you've seen those the Chase press conferences, but he seems like a diva right. Malcontent right now. Like, the vibes are not good.
Yeah, they're not good leading up to it. I mean, both those guys wanted to get paid handsomely, and T. Higgins had to settle for the franchise tag. Chase has not gotten his payday. But I think once they get into this, they're going to be locked in. It's going to take a couple weeks again, you know, because they haven't been playing together. They haven't been practicing together. But they always start slow, you know, and then all of a sudden they kick in. It's like it takes them a little while to get engaged. I'm not worried about them. I think they're going to be fine.
As you go around the league here in week number one, what sort of data points are you looking at here, Mike, to go? Because hearing some of your conclusions makes a lot of sense to me. Like, if we gave a team some credibility coming into the season and they played poorly, okay, that's just week one. But there are surprises that happen in teams that kind of creep up on us every year. How do you determine whether, hey, this one is serious, these guys are in trouble, and how do you determine, you know what, these guys will be fine?
I try to not pass a whole lot of judgment until week four. Mike Shanahan always would say, you know, it takes a quarter of the season for a team to really find themselves. So I try not to make knee-jerk reactions. But if you do see things that are, like, really bad, then, you know. I mean, mm-hmm. Daniel Jones, trash. It's not going to get any better. Bryce Young and the Panthers, that's concerning for me. You know, but I also feel like, okay, I'm not going to get overly excited about the Saints mm-hmm. because of who they were playing. So there's all these variables, who they're playing against, and how they played that really make you kind of, you know, either pump your brakes or kind of give them pause and figure, okay, this is going to take a little time. Maybe they're not going to be world beaters, but you saw some good things. Like Will Levis with Tennessee. That first, you know, the way they started the game looked really good. Second half, once the defense made adjustments, he looked pretty lost. Is he more of the second half or is he more of the first half? I don't know yet, but I think because of what he has around him, there's a chance for him to get better. So that's kind of how I try to look at it.
Mike, one more quick one. Daniel Jones was really bad for the Giants in week one. How close to benchable do you view him as in a year? I know it's only 1 week, as you're saying, but it's kind of a – he's got to work out for that front office. Like, what's that leash look like for him from Dable?
Well, I mean, I think it's a few weeks because Dable actually needs to win as well. So they went out, they got Drew Lock. They didn't draft somebody. But if you have another week like this, maybe two more weeks like that, then you really have to start looking at this and saying, okay, we got to make a change because we want to be here next year, and we know this guy's not going to be here next year.
Mike, thank you as always, buddy.
All right, see you guys.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.